Voice of Democracy, My Responsibility to America. My alarm for 6:30 a.m. on a Monday morning is typically quite a wake-up call. Groggily, I shut it off and start my morning routine. Unlike an estimated 70 million children worldwide, my country offers me a primary education free of charge. Though it's a freedom I often take for granted and even resent at times, I know I'm blessed to be an American and have this luxury. I'm grateful to be educated and even more grateful and excited to be encouraged to continue my studies in a country that values education. Each Sunday, I'm able to attend the church of my choice, just as any American can practice whichever religion they choose, or none at all. I can pick up any newspaper, listen to any radio broadcast, or read any magazine, knowing that what they reported on was entirely of their choice. I can be an informed citizen, knowing that freedom of the press thrives. I can edit our school newspaper, and my peers and I can decide what we want to write, what we think students and the community deserve and need to know. We have the amazing freedom to report the facts and truth without interference from the school or government. During the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem, I put my hand over my heart and look at the flag of the country that makes all these simple, everyday freedoms possible. I think about the men and women that fought for our freedoms. Whether they fought on a battlefield, in a courtroom, or a protest, their actions have ensured the liberties I experience on a daily basis. Freedom of religion, freedom of the press, a right to a free primary education, among countless others. As former United States President John F. Kennedy once famously said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." My responsibility to America, what I can do for my country, is simple. Be grateful, be engaged, and be proactive. It's my duty to America to be grateful. Grateful for the sacrifices those before me made to ensure the protection and continuity of America's greatness and generous freedoms. It's my duty to respect our heritage and our history, to understand why things are the way they are, and to appreciate the fundamental American spirit, the spirit that is patriotic, giving, and just. It's my duty to appreciate my daily freedoms, to recognize them, and take a moment to be grateful for them. The things I take for granted, an education, religious freedom, democracy and political voice, freedom of speech, press, national parks, these are all things that not everyone in this world gets to exercise or enjoy. It's truly a blessing to be an American. It's my responsibility to America to recognize that fact and to express gratitude to live under the stars and stripes. It's my duty to act like I live in the greatest country in the world because I do. It's my duty to America to be an engaged, active member of society. It's not right or fair to have these great freedoms and waste them. To neither acknowledge nor partake in them is the ultimate disservice to those who protect and defend them for all of us. It's my duty to be engaged in these freedoms, to vote when I am of age. It's my duty to support our armed forces and veterans, and it's my duty to support leaders who represent the people and figures who seek betterment for our country. It's my duty to take the concept of by the people, for the people, to heart, to actively engage in what it means to be an American citizen. It's my duty to take my free education seriously, to accomplish my schoolwork with pride and vigor. It's my duty as an American citizen to be involved. To sit by in ignorance is to be unappreciative of all we are given. My obligation is to be proactive. My responsibility to America is to ensure that the rights and freedoms I experience are preserved for generations to come. My duty is to make decisions with the good and the improvement of our nation in mind. Just as when I go to a national park, my duty is to leave no trace to ensure the environment is preserved for the enjoyment of others to come after me. My responsibility is to use my voice through voting, volunteering, and making choices that strive to assure future generations will enjoy a beautiful country that endows them with the rights and freedoms I enjoy today, and hopefully will continue to seek equality and harmony for all people of our nation. Above all else, perhaps my biggest duty to America is simply to love my country the way it has loved me.